All right, everyone, it's that moment you've all been waiting for. More Being a Dick on Grimm's Adult Games Corner. Yep. Thanks again, guys. Heavy counts on BitChute and pretty good counts on MGTOW.TV. Yeah. Glad to see you guys are enjoying it.
You remember last time he hooked up with Quinn? I can't remember. Mm-hmm.
Quinn and the other girl, Sarah.
Sarah.
So here we go.
Oh, yeah, he had to pay for Sarah.
He had to pay for Sarah.
But she's all over it now.
Did you see who it was? No, but I had this feeling that someone followed me there. I think it's a junkie who saw me there before and knows about Buddy. You lost all of it? Yeah. What did you say to Buddy? I didn't say anything to him. He would have told me to get lost and maybe gotten scared about doing business with me. There go our profits. And I have to say this now that it happened. Lately, I felt like someone is watching me too. What? Don't be ridiculous. I'm not. I can't explain it, but I get this creepy feeling at times. It sounds like paranoia to me. You've been smoking too much. It happened to you. Why can't it happen to me? Like I said, what happened to me was probably planned. No one even knows you. You're nothing. Maybe they saw me with you and are putting two and two together. It's too far-fetched and it makes no sense. Maybe Vinny told someone? He didn't. How can you be so sure? Because I am. And what about Mona? Girl, you're all over the place today. I told you, I already handled her. And that's it? Did you see her these last few days? She looks like she's about to lose it. She won't. She's scared right now, but it will pass. I have it under control. I think there's a better way to do it. You don't have to threaten her to make her shut up. She accepted to do this at first. It's not like she's opposed to the whole idea of it. And given how it worked out with her, you should drop Maya before you even attempt something. Stop Maya, rather. Did they say drop or stop? You should drop Maya before you even attempt something. You've got a lot of fucking opinions lately. I don't have a good feeling about this. And like it or not, I'm in this too. If you keep this up, I won't be. You're telling me to stop with the threats and you say that to me? We've built this up and got people right where we want them and you want to bail? I don't want to expand and take more risks. I've said this already. And you told me this was going to be easy. It's not easy anymore. If you left, where would you go? Who says I'm leaving? I can stay here. I'll finish college. Haha, no you won't. We barely got in, and even with the tuition paid, what makes you think you have the brains to finish it? I'm doing okay. No, you're not. Face it, Riona, this is all we have. And to calm your nerves, I've decided that everything you said wasn't stupid. Hey, what are you up to? I've been napping and taking a shit. But you came from the basement. There's no bathroom down there. Guess I know who to put on cleaning duty. Okay, let's see where we're at with the cleaning. We're back to this again.
That's the least favorite part of this game. Other than that, though, it's probably not that bad, really.
But... okay. Task repair mansion? You made $16.
Well, that Baron's, should fix a mansion. We're good.
Baron's points awarded from score, 85%. 5% experience points are awarded every 1,000 points you gain.
I think you need to have more people making money.
Get 5 experience points you can allocate. Oh, okay, so you can only do. Alright, Windows is $65, so yeah.
Yep.
I allocate everything that's low. I want all those tens up. I don't want to see anybody in the 10 category. And next I'll be allocating their 20s. You always find shit that they're weak in. Yeah, confirm. Room. Can't remember who Rusty was. Rusty's. We completed 14%. 0%. 0%. Upper area.
Jacob's the black guy.
Well, we got dude working in this room.
What the fuck are you doing in my room?
I'm working on the terrace. There's a water closet. Yeah, they call it a water closet. I always thought that was a weird name for a room. Nobody works on the boiler room. I didn't even know they had a fucking boiler room. Who the fuck turns the boiler on every morning?
It's like in the wintertime.
I guess.
Heats the house.
We'll do money next time.
I tell you, $15 around isn't gonna cut it.
Hey, how's it going? We're moving forward. Great, can you come with me for a moment? So, this conversation is between you and me. Did something happen? You'll understand soon enough. Behind this painting is our safe. I've changed the combination to it, and currently I'm the only one who knows it. Combination is 15 left, 25 right, 5 left, 30 right. 15, 25, 5, 30.
Can you...
You're giving me the combination? You and Tommy. Why? I thought you said you weren't going to pass it around anymore. So you can use the laptop when you need to. The others can always come to me and ask for it, but since you're like a leader of sorts now, you might need it for more immediate stuff. And it's a way for me to say thanks and that I trust you. Thanks for what? For what you told Kathy. Like I said, this is between you and me. I know it was something between you and her, but she mentioned you and what you told her when she vented. For you to do that, it truly shows that you have our backs. And I want to show how much I appreciate that, so repeat after me. 15 left, 25 right, 5 left.
You need to take a snapshot of that so you can...
I might do that now. I think I did it. I don't know. Whatever.
You can do it with your phone, too.
Yeah, I think I did it, though. 15 left, 25 right, 5 left, 30 right. 15 left, 25 right, 5 left, 30 right. Don't tell anyone the coder that you know it. Thanks, Rusty. No, thank you, brother. I have to start somewhere with this mess, even if it's just collecting trash. What do I gotta do?
You gotta cover all the areas.
Oh shit, it's not easy, man.
I just don't touch the sides. Take your time. I think, I don't know.
They don't give you that much time.
I think you had to go to the goal after, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little hard. Looks like these are tiny weights. Lift one of them, no problem. Lift them 100 times and you'll feel the burn. I don't have to do any squats after this, there's an upside to it. And some of the calories from Hell Week beer are getting burned. And tart. I did it, well, parts of it. I did enough for today. Look at this place. It's all mine. When it's done, it's going to be the best room in this entire mansion. I can't wait. I thought I'd be early. Looks like students take their studies seriously around here.
How long's he been there?
Morning, Bella. Top of the bookshelf to you. Top of the what? Nothing. I thought it was an expression.
Top of the bookshelf.
Sorry if I'm late. Derek ate my homework. Jill. Good morning. Morning, Grim. You're studying with us? No, I wasn't going to do that. I ran into Josie and we got to talking. Do you want to join us? No, I shouldn't. We're both studying financial crisis. I guess. Okay. Great. Not awkward at all. Maya's not here yet? Phone call. Ah.
Get all four of them together.
I bet Bella doesn't want those in here. I'm impressed. You learn quickly. Of course, I'm a student. Here you go. Jill. It came in yesterday. Oh, perfect. Thanks, Bella.
Well, I wish we had some libraries like that when I was going to college. Not that long ago, neither.
A new book. It's Robert Lee Parsons. Yes, finally. I've been waiting to read it. Okay, I'm here. Good morning, everyone. Hey, I don't think we've been introduced. This is Jill. Oh, Jill? Of course. I'm Maya. I've heard so much about you. Nice to meet you, Maya. And you have? Sure. You're in Josie's economics class. Yes, I am. Also, Grim and I are no strangers. Oh, yeah. Study. Are you okay today? Yes. Why? You're yelling out study for no reason. He's right, though. That's why we're here. So, what's the plan? It's up to you guys.
Study math. Gender studies.
Should we start with some math, or... Okay, come sit over here. I spent some time studying yesterday, and I think I started to understand what Kathy said. You already studied? We kind of have to if we want to pass that class, don't you think? I know I have to. Let me explain it to you. Good morning.
Oh, you're late. Crap. Everybody he's been sleeping with showing up in the same spot.
Yeah, I don't have any good excuse for it. Did he sleep with you? I don't think so.
No, not yet. But that's the main one he's trying to.
Right. Unless you want me to delve into private stuff. No, I want you to delve into books. Follow me.
Delve into those books.
I got us started. You did? These are the books you requested. You prepared all of them? I think we already established that you're late. Those should be all of them. If not, you let me know. Wow, thanks. Where do I start? You start small. You skim through sections and you take notes. You take a lot of notes. Have the mindset that you will forget everything useful and jot it down. Also, you would need a lot of references, even for basic knowledge. So it doesn't matter how easy or self-explanatory something is, jot it down. That's the best way to start.
Okay.
Is there a... I don't know, I was hearing something. Have you seen my phone?
Nope.
Wow, that's weird. What did I do with it?
Do you remember? You had it when you're in the group earlier.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? I'm trying to make sure that I didn't, Oh! That's bizarre.
Me. I found it, guys. No problem. I just thought there was some kind of noise or something on there. Uh-oh. We'll talk about that later. And I knew it was gonna happen.
What?
Okay, guys. This is actually important. I know you come here for my shit, but BitChute, listen up. There's a guy, Rock and Roll Dolls. He basically does, you know, doll videos. But you know what he did today?
What?
He did a hentai game.
Right.
He did a sexy pirate game. It's something Pirates H. And look at this. He just posted a video. And it says, and so it begins. Oh, channel update. And it says, fuck you, YouTube. Oh, shit. I bet he got a strike. You know why, right? Because he played a hentai game on there. And they're stupid. That's the problem, man. You have to go to, like, alt tech because they don't want us here. That's what I'm saying.
They're afraid that some kids are going to see something they can't already see on Pornhub or something. I mean, come
on.
Or
they can't already see on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, this shit's on there. Dude, there's a, there's a page on YouTube called Disturbed Reality or Distorted Reality. Basically, it's really, like, it talks about people who got beheaded and all kinds of stuff like that. Really gross. For a guy that I know was showing it to me, he said, this is on YouTube. And, oh my god, it's just disgusting stuff. So if they can have that crap on there, but, like, a boob? Yeah, come on.
And there's nothing prettier than a boob.
Yeah, I mean, there's a boob. Oh, it's too much for a boob. But, yeah, we could talk about a guy getting his head cut off and all this other crap. Like, no, dude, that's disgusting.
We can talk about that.
Well, I'm just letting you know, sometimes, you know, my BitChute audience and my MGTOW.TV audience needs to know that this kind of content is not welcome on YouTube. So we have to pretty much put it here.
Yep.
And I thank BitChute for putting the NSFW border on these videos. I at least want them to get a few hits. Because, I mean, I know there's shit on here that, like, I mean, dude, you got Alex Jones on here, guys. Like, a little bit of nudity is I like Alex Jones, by the way. But,
yeah.
But, you got stuff like that on there. Like, dude, a little bit of boob? Nah.
Almost.
And we're not even talking about, like, full-on sex. When they do sex in this, it's like, it's not like you're watching a porn. You know, like, where it's just straight... I mean, it can be, but there's actually a story here. Like, most people don't watch porn for the plot, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not just like going to X videos or something. Oh, look. No. There's people that actually get interested, and I think BitChute realizes that, because they actually have looked and like, oh, there's a story here. Yeah, there is. Thanks, guys, for noticing.
All right, everybody.
So, let's go ahead and continue. Okay. Ooh. Well... No, I'm not doing what I used to do in high school. You're gonna sit with me? As soon as I leave, you'll have questions. Can you at least read something too? It's kind of freaking me out when you sit there staring at me.
Quick, you can continue. Wonder what Jill's doing watching them in a
Lesbo sandwich.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. What's going on here? And the girls are really comfortable with him, which is why they're touching on him. If they weren't comfortable, they wouldn't be touching on him. Even though they're not sexual at this point, they feel comfortable towards him, so they don't mind touching on him and things like that. That's always a good sign. Yep, I get it. It's not hard when you consider that. No, this would take more time for me to understand. Also, if you've had sex with somebody, they're definitely more comfortable with you in most circumstances. Like, why can you do that? Sorry. Like, why can you do that and not this? I don't think I have an answer to that. Right, I must understand why it's like this before I can accept that way. Just accept it? No, that's not how I work. I need to read more. Grim, how did it go for you with your daily assignments? It went well, but it was hard. What about question 8? Did you understand it? Yeah, that was a hard one, but I figured it out. Can we take a look at it together? Sure. Okay, so what's the formula for this? Ooh, we did this one.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is.
I know. The first thing you do is break it down into smaller parts. Looking at everything at once is confusing. Look at this part. Well, we did kind of look at it like that, didn't we? Can you see how it switches sides back and forth? 1, 2. Okay, yeah, we noticed that. Yes, first it's to the right, then it's to the left, and then it's back to the right again. Okay. Exactly. For the second row, it's the same, only it's moved down one step to the middle. Okay, so right, left, right. Or left, right, left, rather. Yes, but now it's left, right, left. You got it. That means the third row moves down one step, and it would be the opposite. Oh, I didn't think about it like that.
Did you not?
I don't know if we got that one right or not.
Because that's the one that gave you the answer for it.
Okay.
Yeah, visual is a lot easier for me than...
So that means it's going to... Well, it'll go back left. To the left. The left. Yes, that's correct. What now? Then we isolate the next part of the assignment. That's steps. All I can tell from this moves one step down per square. Yes, that's all we can tell for sure. But look at the second row. See anything new? Just that it switches. It goes down, just like it always does.
But
it flip-flops the same way that it did before. So right, left, left, right, left.
Yep.
It seemed to be switching sides too. Yes, and that's the tricky part. Look at the first row again. It's switching sides and moving down there too. Yeah, but you don't see it switch sides because it's the same result, it's just moving down. Okay, so we get that they move down one step and switch sides. Yes, it goes down one step and then it goes right, left, right. Or left, right, left. The third row should be easy then. Right, left, right.
Yep.
So it'll be over here.
Yeah.
It moves down to the bottom and then it goes right, left, right, left, right. And it'll be a dark one. It'll be circle and then dark. Right, left, right.
Yep.
Right, yes. Which means the answer to the question is this. Yep. Oh my God, you're right. I can't believe it's that easy. Wait, what? What did I miss? Look at this. That answers my question, Grim. Haha! That's totally it. I need a coffee break. It's like you read my mind, shall we? Coffee? Anyone else? Coffee? I'm good. Same. But I am gonna stretch my legs. Complete the tests in the TAS app. Your dick score was updated. Our break isn't over yet. That's Maya's bag. I'm not gonna look in it. Why would you leave her? Well, I guess she thinks that.
It's safe. She.
Oh, hold on. So put a note in it.
Come on, put it down. Yeah, like a cute note.
Cute note?
Cute note.
Hi, Jill. I hope you enjoy the book. Don't tell Bella I put a note here because I'm not sure if it will stain the pages. Grim. That's actually a really nice one. I do like that one. The corny note would have been awful. Jill just left her laptop here unattended. It's a Model 6 laptop. Those are expensive. She must trust people more than I do. It should be fine, though.
Look at your thing so you know what you need to do. Your tasks.
Yeah, we know. Talk to people.
Talk to Sage. Talk to Isabella.
Isabella, Jill, and Josie, and Maya. Okay. Contacts. We got contacts. Dad. Tomorrow's the big day. I can't wait to see you again. Oh! I'll be home sometime after lunch. Are you going to be at home? Yes, I'll leave work at lunch for it. Okay. See you soon, son. Uh-oh. Rooster! Making sure that my daughter is clean. Hygiene is important.
You could put that up on Instagram.
Yeah, you can. I've seen stuff like that on there.
Oh, anything with a nipple.
As long as it's... Well, no, it's not... It's covered.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Mm-hmm. Pray for me, boys. Hold on. Why'd you tag me in this, big booty lover? You missed a spot. Boobs. What are you doing tonight? Want to hang out with me and Heather? Damn. Look at all these horny boys. You think it's the first time they saw a couple of tits. Mmm, you got me hard, baby, he says. Yeah, this is creepy. Maybe some of us didn't get any in a long time. Can you make sure I'm clean, too? The final things for the scavenger hunt. You girls are crazy for putting this on Rooster. What does it matter? We're not really showing anything. It's just as stupid as that pic of Kathy the Dix posted. That stupid picture got them into trouble, though. Yeah, I saw the flyers. It's so stupid. She looked hot, if you ask me. I'd be happy if I looked like that at her age. Hey, can you not talk about that for us? Sure, it doesn't matter. It's overreaction to a bit of skin. I agree with that. Give it a break, Mom. You won't change anyone's mind, and their opinion on what you show doesn't matter. Ignore it and enjoy life. Nice.
Nice.
Right? Was that right as in agreeing with him, or you think Lily is hotter than Mel as in agreeing with him? Eat my ass! Haha, now is that an insult or a proposition? Funny girl, you can eat my ass too. That's hot. I like that. Pray for me, boys. Is that Danny? Yeah, who else would it be? Okay, hold on. We're not going to go through all this. I don't care what it is you watch.
Whoa.
We saw that already, didn't we? Yeah, it's got a thing. You can't thumbs down, people. Okay, there we go.
It's kind of like Instagram now.
Yeah, did you? I think you used to be able to do that back in the day.
Can on some things.
Swiper! Yeah. Live, laugh, love. Are you my Prince Charming? I spun around the sun 20 times and I'm still looking for him. Roses are red and violets are blue. Swipe up on me and I'll swipe up on you.
Let's see what picture she got.
Oh. Yeah, I'm interested. And she doesn't say, oh, I'm a... No. Did I do it wrong?
Blue. I think blue is...
It's down, so I went up.
Yeah, it looked like you accidentally...
No. I swiped up. That's up, that's down.
Oh.
I swiped up, but they said no match.
Know.
Yeah, I'm swiped
ready.
Up.
I'm ready to make some progress in this game.
Well, I swiped up, and it said no match, which means it didn't work. Is that... That is not Sage.
I don't think it is, but you can click and see.
Well, I'm trying to see if there's any renders. You know, the things.
But what about that lollipop there?
I did. I did click it. Okay. There's a person. Oh, okay. Alright, let's... hey, if it isn't Karen! Not this guy again. What do you want from me? Nothing. What are you up to? Oh, yeah, the hearing aid. What are you up to? Feedback noise. Not so loud, please. I'm studying. Need any help? No. Are you sure? Because I'm pretty damn good at fucking girls with hearing aids. Latin?
Latin.
You are? Sure. Cogito ergo sum. So, you know a standard phrase? No, I'm just reading from the back of that book. Alright, then I'll leave you to it. Have a good one, Karen.
Karen.
Man, I've never looked around the library before. There's so much shit.
Ooh, there's Jill and Joe. There's mine.
Man, there's a lot
You're
going
supposed to talk
I know that. Of course. What? No. There's some feminists.
Oh, no. Feminists in the college? No.
Those are supposed to be feminists. Look at Jill. She looks like a giant.
She's a lot taller.
She's like damn Lady D from Resident Evil size almost.
I like it that they at least have different heights.
Oh, my God. But she is massive,
man. A lot of these video games, just everyone's a standard height. You know, so I do like that.
Yeah, I mean, good Lord, I didn't realize she was that built. Lord,
she got way better curve.
Yeah, a few times every year or so. That's so cool. I love music. Okay, it would be more. It'd be more interesting if they said, oh, I love rock and roll or something. I love hip.
Oh, okay.
Do you play anything? If the music app on my phone counts, then yes. Haha, it's never too late to try. I think I'm more of a listener than a musician. My hands are too small to play something. Look. I see your point, but not every instrument needs long fingers. They are busy bonding. I don't understand how women work. Neither do I. If I was on a date with a girl who also dated another guy, I have a hard time picturing me starting a friendship with him. Maybe I'm the weird one.
You had something pop up.
No, that doesn't do anything. What's Derek doing today? Taking it easy, I think. Or he could be working on the mansion. He's not studying? No, he told me that no schedule means an extra weekend, so... Well, you tell him that no studying means an extra year here. That's a bad idea. With the way things are going so far, I think that will encourage him. He's having a fun time? Very much. He likes his new room and is excited about frat life. That's good. And how are you this week? I'm doing fine, but it's almost the weekend, and there's that scavenger hunt waiting to be completed. How will you solve it? Josie's getting us a dildo. We'll have to get creative with the angles, but I'm mostly worried about showing the proof to Quinn. What are you scared of? Her taking it and spreading it, of course. As soon as this is over, I want it erased from this planet. That's understandable. If you're afraid she'll take it from you, make sure you're not alone when you show it to her. I'm not. I'll have Josie with me. What if you had someone else with you too? Someone you trust? That's not a bad idea. Be smart about it. Thanks.
Gotta find Sage. She's over there with,
Okay. Oh, okay.
That might be her.
That's her, yeah. Right, let's make sure we get this whole library kind of looked at here. Make sure we're not missing anything. I don't think there's too much. Oh, we haven't gone over through there yet. What's here in the back? Oh, somebody I haven't talked to.
Yeah, you can talk to everybody if you want.
What do you want? Nothing. I'm stretching my legs and looking at books. These are just old dissertations. There's nothing for you here. You never know. I do know. No one reads old dissertations. Dissertations are the macaroni picture equivalent of the refrigerator that is this library. Then why are you here? I'm stretching my legs too. Yeah, the geeky girl. Magnus, huh? Or Magnar. Grim, what a pleasure seeing you. Need something? Oh.
We don't have no money.
We don't have any money at all.
Just saying, hey.
See you later, Grim. You can always talk to him if you need something. They don't give you many choices. You don't get a chance to talk to... Uh-oh. She was just leaving.
She'll leave as soon as you...
Not interested. Hold on. It'd be surprising that none of these books... You're lucky. Getting to read when you should be working. I am working. So is it like they say, find something you love doing and then find a way to get paid for it? That's certainly one way to do life.
How much you don't like jumping too much.
But... I have a question. This library is small but still too big for one person to manage on their own. Are you the only one working here? No, I'm not the only librarian. For one, there's a part-time librarian named Brian who works 2 days every week. Brian, I bet you make fun of his name. Why would I? You know, Librian. Libra Brian? It sounded better in my head. And occasionally, students work extra. You didn't enjoy my Brian joke? So I have the help I need to manage. How do you apply to work here as a student? Why, are you interested? Possibly, the dicks need money and we're trying to find work. We're mainly looking at bulletin boards, but it'd be great to have a job that lasted longer than a day. There's no contract for it, but we've been hiring tri-beta students because the library is a common interest. They always do a good job helping out, even though they can be very annoying. Annoying how? I don't want to talk trash if I'm professional. Hey, it's me. Who am I going to tell? I can think of quite a few you would tell. Come on, put some trust in me. Okay, they get territorial and entitled because they work here. Since they put in work, they act like they have more rights. I have to remind them of the rules constantly. But I'll put up with that as long as they continue to help out. How about I help you out? It's a win-win. I'll get to earn some money and you don't have to put up with their attitude. Aha! I would only have to put up with your attitude. Aha, alright. I think it's a bad idea to replace them with you. But I can get you some work for the sake of your fraternity. Sounds great. When do I start? I'll let you know. But if you have time today, I need to return the books by the front desk to their shelves. I can do that. Watch me. No, I can't. I'm busy working. I didn't mean it literally. I don't think we understand each other's humor.
So, talk to Sage.
Hold on. You said something about some library books over there by the front desk. Let me see what you're talking about.
Probably those right there by the red sign.
Yeah. Fortunately, you... Oh! That's what they're talking about.
There you go.
I didn't even know there was this section. Click, 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 click. It should be doable. Find 5 hidden buttons in the library shelves. Whoa. Uh-oh.
That could take a second.
It could take a hot minute, yeah. We know where the shelves are now. Book returned.
Oh, it was that.
We got one. Grim? Me? You're friends with Derek, correct? That sounds about right. Can you tell him I want to talk to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I feel like he's been avoiding me lately.
Derek's bitch.
I wouldn't take it personally if I were you. When someone avoids you, it's always personal. Let him know, okay?
I hope he didn't knock her out. Ooh, a I wonder who that red dress is.
Oh no, we'll never
can't
know.
Can't click on it.
We sure can. Too bad. We got the end of that one. I'm doing that old trick, man. I ain't got no book return yet. It says one book return. But I bet you. I think we got it returned.
Yeah. I think it's those decorative bookends.
Yeah, I do too.
Those aren't decorative. Go back to where Isabella is and click all of those decorative.
We did.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. We did click on that one. I don't see anything else. Oh, yep, there was another one. It's letting us know. By the way, look at the history. Yes, this book goes here. Okay, what next? Okay, hold on.
I think you've done...
Book returned.
Three.
Book returned. Alright, so I don't know how many more books. Yeah, I know, right? These little games that they want you to do. Definitely not something you did in the other game, in the other seasons. They're like... Like, we didn't even know. Curses, I'll have to take out my garbage. It's like, curses, you turtles.
Turtle suit.
Sorry, folks, we've been playing Ninja Turtles, if you didn't know. Shit. Oh, we might not get all the books returned. Oh, no. Oh, well, we can talk to Sage. Peek.
Always peek.
Back already? What? Grim, fuck. I tried to wave, but you didn't see me. I'm focusing, but I've probably earned a break. Studying hard? Dissertation research.
Or hardly studying.
It both looks and sounds intimidating. You have half the library on this table. You'll know the feeling in a few years. What's your topic? The effects of micro and macro management leadership approaches. It's a study on how different strategies are suitable for different types of companies with a collection of empirical evidence. You're really smart. I'm not stupid. Did I give you that vibe? No, it's just not the image I had of you in my head. So in other words, I did give you that vibe. I've only seen you at parties and we haven't discussed school stuff. You're more laid back than all this. Thanks, I guess. I try to separate school and sorority life as well as possible. You can have fun and be serious about this. You don't have to go all in on either end. I've been going all in on partying so far now, and I've told myself to go all in on studying. That's an approach you'll hate. If you want both, you should do both. Just learn how to prioritize and how to say no to things, and you'll be fine. Is that how you do it? I skipped a few parties here and there, but I've also skipped a few homework assignments. And look at me now. This is my final assignment. I'll consider your strategy. Achoo! I think I'm coming down with a cold. That sucks. You should rest up. I'll be fine. I'll suck it up. Okay, break time is over. See you later. It sounds like the music that plays, you know, when a channel is out. Like.
Yeah. Dish or DirecTV.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And that's the music that plays. Channel 3 will be back at some point.
Here's the Indian.
Oh man, we haven't had the Indian in a while. Oh, I remember they used to do that. I never got what the Indian was supposed to stand for, though. That was the confusing.
Probably figure it out, but...
Right. We don't have time for that now, but yeah.
Oh, there's some decorative looking there, right? You did that one.
You did that one already. I don't think we're going to get them all put back. Because,
You ain't time. But then again, this would be a pretty boring
show, yeah.
Well, you...
I think we pretty much... Yeah.
Maybe.
And you would think that, you know, you put a book over here. I think we did ours already, though. And then we went to Magnus's bookshelf. It's weird. Whoops. I don't know. What else did I have to do, Tass? Return to your seat.
Return to that seat. I guess you did get all the books.
There were five, we only did like three. That's fine. They're probably gonna tell us we did. Like, that is fucking hard. Cause we don't have time. That's the thing. I mean, if we
gotta progress the story for the video.
Yeah.
Let's go back
That's
to
the thing.
Seat.
We're gonna go back to the seat. Cause we'll be here all night. Nobody wants to fucking let us sit around and watch
No one wants to watch that. They want to see some action.
They wanna see some shit. Back to it. Here's hoping the coffee made a difference. I used to have headaches my entire first year. The new impressions, the new information, learning new study techniques. Needless to say, coffee is essential. Maya, I think it's time for you to teach me what you know about gender studies. Absolutely. That's great. I'll study with Jill meanwhile. Where do we begin? I think we begin at the beginning. So I'm going to the assumption that you know nothing? Absolutely nothing. Probably less than nothing. And also, how can you know less than nothing?
I've slept my way through gender studies. What are you talking about?
And also, I spent a lot of time with Derek. You may have to undo that damage. Haha, gotcha. But no screwing around now, okay? Now we're serious. Yes, lay it on me. Double. Library. Double. This time only. I ran into some problems. And how am I responsible to cover you for your problems? Pardon. Allergies. It affects everyone equally. This is extortion. You can't jack up the prices. You pay the price I say, you don't get your Xanax. Like I said, extortion. Hey, take a chill pill. Literally. It's a one-time thing, I promise. I never should have told you about my doctor. I'm not using that information against you, am I? No, but that would have given me something to bargain with. You mean gamble with. What about your friend? Has she decided yet? I've been fishing a bit for it, but she's way too smart. What do you mean too smart? I offered her some Xanax for anxiety, but she claims it's not the best drug for it. Must stick with fluoxetine? What is that? If you get her on board, I'll give you 10% off. Think about it.
It's a montage.
Yeah, they gotta do like an 80s style montage.
I like, oh damn, goes to girlfriend's pass. No, time for an 80s montage.
They did that on Family Guy also.
Oh yeah.
This is more like a 90s montage.
Yeah, this is more 90s.
I never saw it like that. It's one way to see it. There's this notion that there are simple answers to these questions, but there aren't. You have to work for a solution, and it can be situational. It's like people, you know? Everyone's different. Something that works for you won't work for another. That means radicalism is the wrong way to go. Yeah, it's not black and white, and I think it's easy to get lost in your views if you're unwilling to listen to and evaluate the counter-arguments. Remind me, how is your twin Derek again? Haha, he's not radical. He's leaning towards it, maybe. But I think I've influenced him to be a bit more understanding. Even though he may stick with his views, he still listens. And I can respect that. If I didn't, I'd be a hypocrite. But it doesn't mean that I approve or agree. Where have you been during class, Maya? This is making sense now. I'm glad it does. What's most surprising to me is it didn't take much effort to understand it. I told you it was easy credits, and I hope you think it's valuable credits too. You never know, I'll settle for understanding it as a topic, at least. Thanks, Maya. You're welcome. Ron's not coming? No, he's preoccupied. Preoccupied my ass. He told me yesterday he was still on. You can't cancel plans last minute. Cut him some slack. He's trying to save his grades. It's just gonna be you, me, and Bert? He's preoccupied too. What the hell? Then that's it. I can't play solo. Karen, would you mind joining us for Dungeons and Gremlins? I think I died last time. We can re-roll a character for you. I think I'd rather stay dead. Because I yelled at you? Yes, I don't like it when my hearing aid beeps and you set it off constantly. I'll sit across the table from you this time. Can't you ask someone else? I'm studying.
Gonna get Grim to play. He's gonna slap ass again.
Asinus ad lyrum. I speak Latin. Hence the remark. Jill, hi. Hey, Magnar, how's it going? Not too good. We're two people short of a party. A party? In here? A Dungeons and Gremlins party. We need two more players. Are you up for feeling goofy for an hour? An hour? That's a bit long. Please, 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 please. I have a new campaign prepared that I'm dying to play. Do you guys want to join Magnar for some Dungeons and Gremlins? That totally unfair game we played last time? It's hardly unfair. It depends on your choices. What's this game you're talking about? It's a role-playing game. It's pretty boring. That's the definition of underselling something. It's an amazing role-playing game where our minds host an epic adventure. It's welcoming to new players while offering a challenge for seasoned veterans. Sounds fun to me. I'm up for it if you guys are. Sure. Oh, this will be fun. Thank you all so much. We'll need some new characters for you girls.
He slaps her on the ass.
And Grim will continue the game as Grim the Brute.
Alright.
No, that character sucked. I want to play something different. Like I told you last time, I can't start you off as a knight. It's a role you have to earn. Oh, Grim likes music. He could be a bard. You know about bards? This one is a keeper. I watch a lot of movies. I suppose you could be a bard, although it's among the most hated classes you can play. Why is that? Well, the bard has a high level of charm. It tends to be misused. Misused? A bard sounds even weaker than a brute. Eh, you'll have fun. And for the ladies. I'm still an elf, was it? Correct, a magical rogue elf. Oh, magic, that sounds fun. I'll be Maya the Magician. Are we going to be a magical party? I'd prefer it if we were more balanced. There's always room for magic, Sally. Maya the Magician. It has a nice ring to it.
Make say her that in a gay voice. There's always room for magic, Sally.
Make her a druid, then. Force
a slippery snake.
Force magic will make it a bit different. Okay, and you? Josie. Yes, you're tiny. Thanks for noticing. Another rogue, perhaps? Not magical, of course, or Sally will have my head when she's a DM. DM? Dungeon Master, try to keep up. Sure, whatever. You guys have to tell me what to do anyway. It will come naturally to you. Let's start. It's afternoon. With a bounty to find the kidnapped Princess Nadia, the group of heroes traverse the... Should be traverse. Traverse the Hollow Forest. Rumor has it that guards with a snowflake sigil were spotted the night of Princess Nadia's abduction. Oh, they look really interesting. Oh, look at her as a rogue. I like that.
Yeah.
Thus, our heroes are on their way to the Ice Queen's castle to investigate if she is behind all of this. Suddenly, a rock is hurled towards the heroes. A group of three ogres has gotten the upper hand and ambushes the party. Sally, you start. I cast a fire spell at the weakest ogre. Sally's fire spell sets one of the ogres on fire, dealing great damage and inflicting a burning status. Jill, what do you do? I believe I had some healing spells last time we played. What? Healing? We have full health. Are you going to heal the ogre or what? Cast a protection spell or something. Okay, I'll do that. Jill casts a protection spell, raising the party's defense. It's Maya the Druid's turn. I cast some kind of forest spell. I don't know what I can use. A low-level druid, you can use Snare to stop the enemy movement or Familiar to call on animals to attack for you. Okay, I cast a Familiar spell. Maya summons a wolf that attacks and kills one of the ogres. Wow, you're powerful, right? More like lucky. Josie, you're up. What can a rogue do? You can perform sneak attacks, hide, steal, and much more. Use your imagination. Okay, I'll hide from the ogres then. Typical rogues, leaving the rest of the party to do the dirty work. Maybe she has a plan, Sally? I doubt it. And it's finally come to Grim the Bard with his wooden lute. Oh, like a guitar, right? Well, it's a lute, but yes, an instrument. So I'm a bard with a guitar. What can I do? The bard doesn't have many skills when it comes to combat, but as I said, you have charm and can play songs and talk to people. Got it. My class sucks.
Charm the goblin, I guess? Or attack with the guitar?
What?
Why not? I kind of want to do that.
Let's see what happens.
I attack a goblin with my guitar. You mean ogre and lute. What difference does it make? Grim takes a swing at the first ogre with his lute. Luckily for Grim, the lute doesn't break, but neither does the ogre's skull. The attack does zero damage. What a useless class. One of the ogres hurls another rock and it hits Grim for substantial damage. Haha, seems they targeted our weakest one too. Shut up, Sally. One of the ogres focuses her strength for a powerful attack that she will unleash next turn. The third ogre, who's on fire, attacks Jill. The attack deals moderate damage. The burning effect causes more damage to the ogre who dies from it. See how powerful I am? Even when it's not my turn, I'm useful. I cast Confusion on the remaining ogre. Sally tries to stop the ogre from attacking, but it fails. Crap! The ogre is humming. It will attack soon. I attack the ogre. Jill attacks the ogre. It's a magical hit, but it doesn't kill the ogre. Oh no! Haha! Oh right, it's my turn. I cast Snare at the final ogre. Maya's spell keeps the ogre in its place, but it won't stop it from unleashing its attack. I attack the ogre. Jumping out from the shadows, Josie backstabs the ogre, dealing massive damage. The ogre dies, and the party of heroes has won the battle. Wow, great job, Josie. Haha, thanks. Okay, so my turn is now useless? Haha, it already was. No, you'll have the advantage soon. After the battle dies down, there's a rustling sound coming from the bushes. Could it be another ogre? Grim, now it's your turn.
Use charm.
Can I use my charm on the bush or something? I swear, every bard ends up misusing their charm. You try to charm the bush and a female emerges. I prepare a damage spell and keep my focus locked on the female. She tries to do anything against anyone but Grim, I'll cast it. Whatever.
Except Grim. Yeah, fuck Grim.
Sally prepares her spell. That's because I damn near almost threw her in the bushes. I ask her who she is. Ah, the diplomatic approach. The female explains her name is Moria, and that she was a prisoner of the Ice Queen and escaped her fortress. I asked Moria about Princess Nadia. Moria tells you that she saw a beautiful young female in handcuffs in one of the Ice Queen's fortress rooms. The Ice Queen abducts girls like Moria to absorb their life energy. Being a princess, Nadia is believed to have a special kind of energy that the Ice Queen wants. That sounds serious. I asked Moria if she knows how to get into the fortress. Moria explains that she escaped through the sewers.
Play a song.
I play a song for Moria. It has no effect. No, why would it? The party walks through the forest and reaches Portia, a small coastal town near the Ice Queen's fortress. The heroes must prepare before trying to infiltrate the fortress, so they split up to gather supplies and intel. There are a town market and a tavern of interest. Do I have to explore the town on my own? Yes, Grim walks to the market. It's closing time, the merchants are making their last sales for the day. There's a shop selling fruits that Maya's investigating, and a pottery that's caught Josie's eye. Jill heard that there's a blacksmith in town who specializes in weaponry. Sally went to the local tavern to see if there are any rumors about the Ice Queen that could be useful. Where do you go, Grim?
Tavern.
Ah, the local tavern of Portia. Well-known pit stop for any adventurer and traveler. As the evening looms, the tavern is slowly starting to fill with locals and guests. The barmaiden is busy serving me, and the wenches are ready for the customers. And the lowlifes are warming up to an evening of debauchery. I approach the barmaiden. Even though it's early evening, the barmaiden is very busy. She's serving alcohol and taking orders for the chef. She looks at you and asks, "What can I get you?" I ask her about her help defeating the Ice Queen. The barmaiden is visibly annoyed by your question. "The Ice Queen? Are you trying to get me into trouble? You don't go around asking people those kinds of questions." I ask her about the lowlifes. "What do you ask her more precisely?" I ask if she knows who they are. "That's a tough question. They aren't regular, that's for sure. But I can't say if I've seen them before or not." I ask them how much they've had to drink tonight. They're all sober tonight, for sure. I ask who's got the biggest dick. The barmaiden's offended by your question. She refuses to answer. I charm the barmaiden. The barmaid is flattered and gives you a mug for free. I chat up the wenches. The wenches look at you, up and down. They know easy silver when they see it. "Hey, what does that mean?"
Charm.
I ask them about the Ice Queen. They laugh at you, but in a flirtatious manner. These wenches don't care for the Ice Queen, and they know nothing of value. I ask them what they know about the lowlifes. "What do you ask them? I need specifics." You know who's got the biggest dick of them? Ew. We sure spend our turns differently. The wenches laugh at your question. They can't understand why you'd want to know that. The bald fellow has a decent sized one, yeah. Their leader? Haha, not so much. I asked if they knew who they are. It's not the first time that they are here. I asked if they drink a lot. You'd be better off asking the barmaiden such a question, honey.
Yeah. Then, charm the wenches.
I charm the wenches. These wenches aren't new to men's advances. They entertain your efforts to charm them, but deep down, they don't care. That one hurt. I approach the lowlifes and ask them about the Ice Queen. Daring move by Grimm, he approaches the three men who've lowered their guard for the night. They look at Grimm, but don't see him as a threat. Their leader tells you to go away. The fruit shop has apples on display. Despite being the end of the day, there are plenty of apples left. Maya is conversing with the merchant about the Ice Queen. I ask the merchant for information about the Ice Queen. The merchant looks at you. She. Okay, she's shocked that a stranger just blurted out such a question without regard for her to her safety. She shakes her head and puts out her hand, palm up. I slip her some money. Grimm gives the merchant 50 silver and hopes that she would be persuaded to give him information about the Ice Queen. As the merchant pockets the silver, she whispers, "There's more to the Ice Queen than meets the eye. Look for the crystal." What does that mean? I can't tell you those details. It's for you to find out.
Charm the merchant? Or charm?
Talk to Maya. I asked Maya if she learned something useful. Didn't you listen when it was my turn? I must have zoned out. Did you learn something? Yeah, I learned that the band of thieves in town knows more about the Ice Queen. But the problem is that one of them always tells the truth and two of them always lie. Oh, and they love music. I charm Maya. Haha, yeah, right. Maya resists your charm. Come on. Is this how you're planning to play the game? Maya, I have nothing else. Look at me. I wear rags and I have a guitar. Loot. I guess I'd picture you differently. In my head, you're wearing nice clothes. Ah.
Charm the merchant.
Charm the merchant. Unsure what you're trying to achieve, the merchant is warming up to your charm. This is actually very by the book when it comes to D&D, which is surprising. The pottery is about to close. The craftswoman is finishing up for the day. I asked the craftswoman about the Ice Queen. The craftswoman looks puzzled. She doesn't answer you. All right. I asked Josie what she's learned. I haven't learned a lot. She's not talking to me. I'm not sure she understands my language. What language is she speaking? No clue. It sounds like gibberish to me. Well, my character happens to know a language that everyone speaks.
Charm the craftswoman.
I kiss her hand gently, hoping that she will sense that I need her help. The craftswoman smiles, but she is clueless as to what you're fishing for.
Leave.
Charm Josie. Haha, I don't think you do. Josie resists your charm. Don't pout. I'm sure there are many others in the game you can charm. That's not what this game is about, though. He's wasting his turns on doing that. Hey, I don't tell you what you should do when it's your turn. I know you don't. You don't even listen when it's my turn. I listen. Oh, yeah? What'd I do my last turn? You killed an ogre. What? That was half an hour ago. Whatever. Okay, so we went to the fruit shop. The pottery.
Blacksmith.
Blacksmith. Blacksmith was about to close the shop when Jill walked in. Jill asked the blacksmith for a weapon and bought a magical bow for 400 silver. Hey, how come she has that much money? Different classes start with different items. So let's get this straight. I start with a guitar at 100 silver on top of being useless to the team. And she starts with magic armor and 400 silver? 2,000 silver. What? I didn't make the game, Grim. It's in the rules. The blacksmith looks at Grim as he walks in. He nods a friendly hello to Grim. She nods a friendly hello. Oh, come on. You can't choose who's gonna be female in the game. Sally, please. I think that in this day and age, blacksmiths can be female, too. That's a fair point. The blacksmith is a female. Let's be a bit less stereotypical. I asked the blacksmith about the Ice Queen. The blacksmith said she has nothing to say about the Ice Queen.
How about you charm her and then ask her about the...
I charmed the blacksmith, hoping to get a powerful weapon from her. The blacksmith resists your charm. She offers you a trade. One of her weapons in exchange for your guitar.
Yes.
Loot. Right. I don't know.
You need something.
Yeah.
This guitar just isn't cutting it.
Good, I'm sold. I'll trade it for a weapon. Blacksmith hands you a sword in exchange for your loot. Sweet. I asked Jill what she learned. Oh, not much. I bought a magical bow and asked her what she would bring if she was to sneak into a castle. What did she say? Lockpicks. Bring lockpicks.
Charm Jill. Or I guess you buy lockpicks too.
Charm Jill. I charm Jill. It's effective. Alright, Jill is charmed and we're moving on. No need to move on, it's just you and me here, Jill. I gently undress you. Your armor is heavy, but it comes right off you. Wow, your breasts are breathtaking. I reach out to kiss them. Jill, there you are!
Oh, there's Tibble.
Oh, you're playing a game? Yes, and you're disturbing us. Leave. I was thinking that maybe you should join me for a walk. Because, you know.
Yeehaw.
You heard her say, sawed off.
Oh, she must be British.
Ease up with the attitude, young lady. There's no need to be rude. Take a hike, posh boy. Go apply to another fake tan or something. What fake tan? I can assure you nothing is fake about me. Oh, please, the only thing that's British about you are your yellow teeth. Haha, I will take my leave. Call me Jill. Sally, that was enjoyable. It wasn't for you, it was for the game. I'm not going to quit a game this fun halfway through. I didn't say it was for me. Alright, I guess we're pretending you don't have the hots for posh spice over there. I have no clue what you're talking about. Oh, please. I charm Jill. Poof. Okay, gang, back to it.
Tried to charm everyone else. Buy lockpicks.
I bought lockpicks from the blacksmith. Smart move, but be advised, your class isn't the best to use them.
Late.
So that was it, right? Fruit shop, pottery,
breakfast. End exploration, yeah.
I wait until the others are done exploring. Grim patiently waits until the others are done exploring the town. The heroes leave Portia and arrive at the Fortress of the Ice Queen. They feel they have made sufficient preparations to infiltrate the fortress and find Princess Nadia. The heroes revise their final strategy for infiltrating the fortress. They recall that Moria escaped through the sewers. In addition to the sewer entrance, there's the option to change to charge the gates. I say we split up. Assaulting the front gate should obviously have the strongest party members. I volunteer for it. Oh, you know what? We fucked up.
What?
Remember that the thieves or whatever that's around, that they like music?
Yeah.
I bought a bow in Porsche, so I'm feeling good. Maybe we should enter from the sewers. Ew, haha, okay. I'll go with you. And Grim, what's your point of entry? Fortress gate. Need weapon.
Need a weapon. Got a weapon.
Hey, I got myself a weapon now. I'll charge the gate with Jill and Sally. Can you even wield that thing? It's a sword. How hard can it be? Sally, Jill, and Grim assault the front gate. They are met with heavy resistance. The Ice Queen has ordered her biggest guards to stand watch. The three guards prepare to attack the assaulting heroes. I summon a thunderstorm. Sally casts her spell. The skies turn black and rain starts pouring. Bolts of lightning strike down on the guards who are electrocuted. One guard dies from Sally's attack. Another guard is stunned for one turn. I attack with my bow. Jill fires arrows, aiming for the guard who's not been stunned by Sally. The arrows pierce his skin and deal moderate damage. Being hit by both thunder and arrows put the guard into an enraged state. Is it my turn? Attack the stunned guard.
Yeah.
I attack the stunned guard. Grim attacks the stunned guard, deals moderate damage. The attack comes as a surprise to the bard, who only managed to hit the guard because he was stunned. Did you really need to say that last part? The guard recovers from being stunned, but can't attack until next turn. The enraged guard attacks Sally with a hard hit. Sally's starting to bleed from the damages. Damn it! I cast the fire spell at the enraged guard. Sally's fire attack damages the guard. I heal Sally. Thank you. You do know how to play this game. Throw Sally at the guard.
Oh my god.
Attack the enraged guard.
Might die real quick. But I don't. Attack the enraged.
The lesser guard. Grim attacks and kills the lesser guard. You did it. Great job. The enraged guard starts swinging his sword. He's gone berserk. I cast another thunder spell. The enraged guard takes damage, but is still swinging his sword. Can I shoot magical arrows or something? Yes, imbue the arrows with thunder. The enraged guard is weakened and falls to his knees. I attack him. Impressive. Grim finishes the guard off with a swift slash. Yes, haha, we win. Don't celebrate too early. This isn't over yet. They did it. They defeated the guards and can now safely enter the fortress. Inside the fortress, our heroes split up to find the throne room. Wow. This just turned into Shadowgate. Go upstairs, walk around the corridors, or go downstairs.
Go upstairs.
Walk around the corridors. Grim walks around the corridors of the fortress. He finds himself outside of a small door and a big royal door.
Back the small door. It looks like it has a keypad.
Yeah.
Which is odd for...
Grim inspects the door and finds a pad with 9 buttons. The buttons have numbers 1 to 9 on them. So it's a keypad? Well, not a keypad per se. Yeah, because that wouldn't fit the medieval theme. No need to scrutinize the game, Grim. What do you choose to do? Enter the code on the keypad. What code do you enter? 1234. Yeah, that code is incorrect. Maybe if you paid attention in Porsche, this wouldn't have happened.
Inspect the roll door?
There's a glyph on the royal door. When Grim inspects it, he sees a pot filled with foamy water and a golden apple on top. There's a word written on the pot, Harmony. Grim can tell that this door is a special one. Once he enters it, there's no turning back.
Enter the door? Or you can, yeah, save it and then...
I enter the door. Silence. The sound of the royal hall. Grim hears his footsteps crackle in the snow as he slowly walks into the throne room. As Grim gets closer to the throne, he sees a woman sitting on it. It's the Ice Queen! A frightened Grim stands before the mighty Ice Queen. Kneel before your queen. I refuse to kneel! I kneel for no one! Grim lunges at the Ice Queen and actually deals some damage. What do you have to say? Why do you have to say actually like that? The Ice Queen shatters your blade with an ice attack. The Ice Queen grabs Grimm by the throat and raises him in the air. Grimm feels a stinging cold spreading from his neck. Luckily for Grimm, the rest of the party storms into the throne room. Inferno! Sally casts a powerful attack, dealing damage to the Ice Queen, who lets go of Grimm. I fire arrows at her. Chill lets arrows rain down on the Ice Queen. Share! Or snare, rather. It's like a beautifully choreographed dance as the party attacks in sequence. Maya snares the Ice Queen, and Josie hides. Nonetheless, the party has made an impressive onslaught. Oh wow, you need an apple, one, or pot.
Sing a song.
I drank some mead.
Oh, you had mead.
Sally, I just don't know what to do anymore. A devastating ice attack freezes Sally, Maya, and Jill. What, all of us? We can't move? I attack. Out of the shadows, Josie attacks. The Ice Queen catches her while she's in midair. Josie drops her blade and tries to catch it with the other hand. But the Ice Queen parries the attack and kills Josie. She's the Ice Queen after all. What? I'm dead? With her ultimate ice attack, the Ice Queen vanquishes the party. And that's it. You're all dead. Just like that? Just like that. I'm sorry, this game can be brutal when you lose. I hope y'all had a fun time playing. I found it very intriguing.
It actually was pretty good.
I'm gonna go back, actually. Let's go into our... Because there was... Yeah, watch this. Not yet. Leave. Go upstairs. Grimm finds himself outside of a locked door. I pick the lock. Grimm fails to pick the lock. Crap! Grimm finds himself outside of a locked door. Pick the lock. Fails to pick the lock. Go to ground floor. Go downstairs. And go downstairs. As Grimm goes downstairs, he runs into Sally, who's stuck between bars. Between bars? How? Maybe I tried to crawl through them? Jeez, just help me get unstuck.
Ask.
Help her get unstuck. Are you pushing? Hello? Yeah, I'm pushing. Just get me unstuck. Grimm doesn't have a lot of strength, but just enough to pry the bars slightly. Sally opens the treasure chest on the other side of the bars. What a crappy treasure. Just some magazines. You can have them. You unlocked a special render.
Alright.
Pick lock. You said that your class is not the best.
Yeah, but I figured you could give it to someone that was...
Yeah. Well, we didn't do this correctly because we were supposed to get some information in Portia that would allow us to open up the keypad door. So we walk around the corridors, of course, and we pretty much have to inspect the royal door, and we have to enter the door. Wonder what happens if we do bow before the queen.
Yeah, bow before. See what happens.
I kneel in front of the Ice Queen. Why does a bard kneel before me? I'd ridicule you, but you reach my throne room. I'd be a fool to let my guard down. I charm her. Pitiful, have at you. The Ice Queen attacks Grimm with ice shards. Okay. So that wasn't a very good idea. Let's try this again. We should save, though, after we get that one part. Back to load. Alright, not yet. Leave. Go downstairs. Alright, help her get unstuck. Okay, save. Yes. Alright. Of course, we can't go upstairs because there's nothing we can do.
Kind of want to see what the render is that you won.
Okay, hold on. It's an Isabella one. This one.
Okay.
Farm girl after all. Let's see. Walk around the corridors. Go upstairs. Walk around the corridors. Okay. Inspect the royal door. Enter the door. Alright, now let's try this again.
Hold on, let me see. Something.
Attack her.
Hold on.
The glyph. I couldn't help noticing the glyph on the door. The Ice Queen looks interestingly at Grimm. I brought you a mug of mead. The Ice Queen is pleased by the mug of mead. Go on. I have nothing more. It's all I have for you, my queen. You disappoint me.
It and then you fight. No matter what you do, put on a bit. I'm gonna look up that code.
Sing a song! I sing a song as the others fight. Song is useless, but it sure annoys the Ice Queen. Devastating ice attack. Okay. Sally, shall we? Whoa-ho! I'm not a father! Ha-ha! Congrats! I had a feeling that your swimmers were slow. And did I tell you I ditched the bitch? No more Danny? No more Danny! No more Danny! No more Danny! Danny! No more Danny, Leon. Are you sad? I don't know what I am or where I'm going. I only know where I came from and what I've done. I know another thing, buddy. What? Who's gonna stay in college and not pay child support? This guy! Party! Party! Haha, what do you say to letting them have some time off? Yeah, I'm cool with that. They earned some rest. And we didn't. Don't pout. I swear, if they ask me to wipe a single ass, I'm out of there before you can say tapioca pudding. Oh! We're with the old folks now. Oh, I've brushed my hair 2 times daily ever since. But in this day and age, my feeble hands can't give that hair a good brush. You don't say. Yes, I do say. I used to have bumper bangs when I was your age. Bumper bangs? What's that? Fucking in a car or something? What was that? You have to speak up. Alan! Nothing. Mama always told me my cheeks were too chubby. And she would pinch them. Oh, she would pinch my cheeks with ferocity until they were all red. That's kind of hot. But after I started taking care of my hair, she didn't complain about my chubby cheeks or any other facial feature. Oh, those cheeks. I thought you were talking about... Never mind. Alan! Alan isn't coming, dear. He's been dead for 8 years. Alan! She's not with us today. She has good days, and she has bad days. Deal the cards, will ya? I told you, I don't know how to play canasta. You good for nothing? How about another game? Do you know blackjack? How about canasta? Can I help you somehow? I can get you water. Cookies? I'm not sure you have it here, but I'll look around for it. I can read something for you. Play cards? Brush your hair? Do you know what you can get me? Yes, very much. Death. Oh, death? Metal? No? The sweet release. That's what I want. Are you in pain? Are we back to not talking? It's pretty awkward. I'm usually the person who listens. Not really sure what to do now. Feels like I'm blabbering. Like a little girl. Okay, we'll settle for sitting in silence. That way we won't hurt each other's feelings. I'm gonna go look for a cookie first. Do you want one? A fisherman is a lonely occupation, he thought. But I'm never truly alone as long as the sea is carrying me, the wind is pushing me forward, and the sun gently strokes my face. I wonder what that's from. I used to be a fisherman. Oh, do you want to talk about that? No, I'm providing some narrative. Go on. He took one last look at the tuna before closing the lid. That fish will make the trip worthwhile, he thought. Caught a lot of tuna myself. Big fishes, it's true. Fast swimmers, you wouldn't believe how fast they can burst. Yeah, where was I? Read that part about the tuna again. Back with cookies, but I have to warn you, they're pretty stale. I'll put one here if you want it. You might not want to eat that. Ew. I think they're expired. They ought to be. They've been here longer than I have. Thanks for telling me. Scoffs. I made you laugh. Good to see you're still human. I was worried. You never told me your name. What's the point? No one's using it these days anyway. You're lonely? Put in a home to rot. Oh, man, that reminds me of when I was in one of these homes. That's what they would literally say. With the sole joy of staying alive to keep my greedy son from getting what I'll leave behind. I'll bet that's Tybalt's grandmother. That doesn't sound like joy to me. Joy is music, books, jokes, laughing, and watching someone eat expired cookies without warning them. I can still taste something I think once was chocolate, by the way. Joy is different for everyone. Well, if that brings you joy, I won't bring you death. I'm here to entertain you. Like a monkey. Sure, like a monkey. Also, if I kill you, we'll likely not get paid. I won't force you to enjoy my company, but I'll sit here with you until it's time to leave, okay? Did you ever put your grandmother in a home like this one? I don't have a grandmother in life on my dad's side, and I have no clue about the one on my mother's side. Also, I don't think I have the right to do that as a grandchild. Would you do it to your parents? I would never do it to my dad, no way. I'd never put anybody I know in one of those homes.
No.
I've worked in them way too long, guys. I've got so much experience. 2.5 years. So you'd rather stay at home? I think I worked there longer than 2.5 years. Yeah. Almost 3. So you'd rather stay at home with him day after day, taking care of him when he's too old and sick to be useful? Is this some weird would-you-rather game? I don't think I can answer that without being in that situation. But I'd like to think I'd be able to find some solution that works for both of us. He'd have to be on board with it at least. I wouldn't force it on him. Then you're smarter than my son. I've done something like that. What are you doing? Checking your pulse. Yeah, eat another cookie. Ha ha ha. Receive $3. That is a nice car. It went faster than I thought it would. I'm pretty pleased. Did you enjoy it, Derek? What's that supposed to mean? I'm asking if you enjoyed working there. Nothing else.
Cause he fucked the old lady for the...
It better not be about something else, because I remember a certain secret code being called. No, you've got it wrong. And that code was called way too fast, dude. I didn't even get the chance to make one joke. Can you blame me? Yes, I can, and I will. All these granny jokes dying to get out. Fucking Jacob, he did you a favor. Erase it from your memory, Tommy. You know how this works. Ugh. Mumble. Did you run into an X in there? How was it working with a boner? Some witty joke about them wearing crotchless diapers. Is it true that their pussies taste like prune juice? You're mumbling something. No, I'm not. I'm singing a song. What did you guys think? Is it worth doing once a week?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that once a week. Spread that shit out among volunteers. What about you two? Yeah, I thought it was okay. It's easy work, so I don't see any downside to it. It was a bit weird to brush their hair, but they were nice. They let you brush their pubes? Lucky you. I say we'd do it again then. And yes, Tommy, we'll spread it out. But everyone's got to help doing it. I think I've got something else for us, and if it works out, I say we ditch this shit. What do you got? Nothing's final, but it involves the pink rose. Stripping? Cleaning. Alright. Huh? I thought I'd be met with groans. I haven't told you the best part. It sounds like a decent job and we like the place. I'm fine with that. Yeah, sure. Sounds good. Great job, Tommy. We clean before they open and after that we can stay and relax before going back. Maybe they'll polish our cocks and throw in a free dance or two. Isn't that awesome? I like lap dances. I like how he says that. I like lap dances.
Who does?
Maybe you'll get one from the other job, too? Great job, Tommy. Fucking awesome job, Tommy. Oh, man. What a episode. We had to go through the old people just because I was interested in that. Because, you know, I've worked at nursing homes.
Oh, yeah.
All my life. I remember this old man. He had a lot of gold chains and stuff. One of the really hot girls that used to work there, she charmed him and stole all kinds of shit from this old man. Oh yeah, he had some money. And the thing, what happened, karma hit her and she actually got in a car accident and fucked her whole legs up and everything. It happened just like a week after she stole all that shit.
Yeah,
surprising, right? It changed her whole life.
Makes you think.
Yeah. Maybe don't steal from the elderly. It's a really shitty thing to do anyway, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. At any rate, guys, we thank you for joining us on this really long Dungeons and Gremlins filled episode, which I really liked.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Not
a lot of forward motion in the story as much. But
I don't know.
It might but set there up was, a couple of
yeah.
things.
I mean, it was interesting to have like the whole Ice Queen thing. That was cool. It was like playing them as a different game.
I figured the next one he's going to talk to Derek about the girl in the library wanting to speak to him.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's probably what he's going to say.
You better not knocked up that. Oh.
I don't know. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration. We're out. We'll see you next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with Being a Dick.